Welcome. We are at Yorktown High School, home of the Yorktown Lady Tigers, 3A sectional 24. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity girls basketball game. Tonight is game 3, Yorktown sectional. It's the Newcastle Lady Trojans and the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. To play on a neutral floor right here at Yorktown High School. Mention this internet radio broadcast made possible. AudioSportsOnline.net. ASO. That's Robbie Kendall. Fighting internet radio access. Put me in sports.com since 2008. Thank you for tuning in. We'll mention the first game has concluded. Hankton Lady Eagles will advance Friday night's ball game. They will play the winner this game. That's going to be Hamilton Heights and Newcastle. We'll talk a little bit about each school. We'll talk about the Newcastle Lady Trojans. Castle High School was founded in 1895. Castle, full enrollment, 875. 3A, sectional 24. Seven in this sectional started out here at Yorktown High School, but you know Hamilton Heights, they're currently, he wins two losses. The county, out 21-2, 13-10, 11-11, Hankton, they're now 17-7, Newcastle, 2-20, Sinkerville, 4-19. We'll mention the principal at Newcastle High School is Kirk Ahman. The athletic director is Corey Bennett. Athletic secretary is Teresa Berg. Newcastle High School is located at 801 Purdue Drive, Newcastle, Indiana, 47362. Dialed in by telephone at 765-93-6670. On the web, it's NewcastleAthletics.com. The colors, green and white, perform in the Hoosier Heritage Conference. There are 8 teams in the Hoosier Heritage. At the top of it right now is Pendleton. They won the conference 6-1 for all their 14-9. Second place, New Palestine. Palestine 6-1, 12-10. Greenfield Central, they've been 2 in the conference, 17-6 overall. Mount Vernon, 4-3, 10-13 overall. This is followed up by Shelbyville, to Newcastle. Mentioned the head coach for the Newcastle, the Trojans, working in year number 1, Bobby Jones. Jones, I spoke with him before the game. He didn't have to give me the starters. Take that. I think I told a few people. I might as well mention. In the day when Dr. J played for the 76ers, Oswell Jones played for him. Mac, George McGinnis, Washington High School in Indianapolis. Caldwell Jones and right there, Doug Collins. Got to mention Bobby Jones. Forward on that team. Bobby Jones, pretty good ball player. Sure, Bobby Jones here for Newcastle. Get him and think just the same. Good ball player. Talk a little bit about the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, they have a school enrollment of 731. 3A, sectional 24. There are 7 in their sectional. Same sectional at Yorktown High School. Mentioned their mascot. It's Lady Huskies, Lady Patriots, Lady Tigers, Eagles, the Trojans, the Lady Bulldogs. Principal at Hamilton Heights is Jared Mason. Athletic director is Kurt Ogden. Athletic department manager, Lee Ann Moffitt. Hamilton Heights High School is located 25802 State Road 19, Cadia, Indiana, 6030. Dialed him up by telephone at 317-984-5551. The web is HHC. The colors, orange, white, brown. perform in the Hoosier Conference are 9 teams in the Hoosier Conference of an East Division and a West Division, and they stack up like this at the end of the season. Hamilton Heights plays Rensselaer Central second, Clinton Central third, Western fourth, Central Catholic fifth, Northwestern, the Twin Lakes, Tipton, then West Lafayette. Mention the head coach for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, Keegan Cherry, in year number 8, Hamilton Heights. We'll talk a little bit about the Hoosier Conference basketball sectionals. Sectionals happening. Mention each school. This is round 1. The East Division. Division, they have 4 teams. Teams are playing tonight. Nobody played early last night. Well, tonight, Hamilton Heights, they win 2 losses. They're here at Yorktown to battle with Newcastle. And 30 start. So, Western, the Panthers at 16-5 at Twin Lakes tonight to do battle with Twin Lakes. Lakes 14-9. So, Northwestern, the Northwestern Lady Tigers, 15, are at Mequonnequa sectional to battle with Peru, the Lady Tigers. Tigers are 3-19. Blue Devils. The Blue Devils are going to do battle tonight with Blackford, the Blackford Lady Bruins. Sectional is Class 2A, sectional 39. That will happen at Wood High School. Now, in the West Division, Division of the Hoosier Conference, talk about Rensselaer Central. The Bombers, they got the bye, are the only team Hoosier Conference, a first-round bye, I will mention, to play Friday night. They'll go against West Lafayette Friday night, the 2nd of February, 5:30, fall. Central, they're playing tonight, 8 o'clock start. Central, they're 22-3. Did have a couple of games in Kentucky the Christmas break. I do see they have 25 games under their belt. Mentioned they're going to play North Montgomery tonight, 8 o'clock. Montgomery 9-14 at the Class 3A. So 22. The 2nd game tonight at Twin Lakes. Playing a game last night. Let's go ahead and mention 31. Let's mention tonight, the 31st. 6:30 ball game. It said it is Twin Lakes. Western. Repeat of what I just mentioned. Mentioned last night. Last night in the West Division. Tuesday the 30th, the 6 o'clock start last night. So Catholic at 13-11. Battle with Steger, 15-8. So Catholic got the win last night, 71-35. Going to give Central Catholic the opportunity to play Friday night, 2nd, at 6 p.m. start. Central Catholic at 15-11 have their hands full. The Carroll Cougars, they're in Florida, Indiana. They're 20-3. Mentioned last night, the 30th, a 7:30 ball game at Twin Lakes. Lafayette, 15-9, went against Frankfort, 10-22. West Lafayette got the win, 69-18. West Lafayette will play Rensselaer Central. As just mentioned, Rensselaer Central, that'll be a 6:30 start. I hear it'll be a 6:30 start according to Rensselaer Central time zone. Well, that's what's happening at the Hoosier Conference. Talk a little bit about the Hoosier Heritage. Your Heritage Conference is happening. There are 4 your Heritage teams tonight. We'll mention first, we'll talk about last night. Last night on the 30th, a 7 o'clock start. Last night of Tuesday, Mount Vernon, the Marauders, 10-13 against Anderson, the Lady Indians, at 9-13. Vernon got the win, 48-42. That was at Pendleton Heights High School. That's where Coach Keegan Cherry graduated from. He got the green jacket. An athlete. Also mentioned, last night on the 30th, 7:30 start, Shelbyville Lady Golden Bears, 15-7, went against Franklin Lady Grizzly Cubs, figure the Golden Bears and the Grizzly Cubs. The Grizzly Cubs, 20-3 on the season. When Lady Grizzly Cubs got the win, 37-2, game at Whiteland High School, Whiteland Sectional. In the final game last night for the Hoosier Heritage Conference, today the 30th, is a 7 o'clock start last night. Town Lady Tigers at 13-10 gets Jay County, the Lady Patriots, 20-2. That was a good ball game. Mention Lady Patriots, Jay County 56. Town Lady Tigers, Town hosting this sectional. What a quality sectional they host. Are tremendous. And clock rolling down, 2:04 here in the pregame. Talk about games happening tonight. The Hoosier Heritage. They're on the 31st, 7:30 start tonight. The Arabians at 14-9 going against Muncie Central. 7-19. That game is at Pendleton Heights. Muncie Central. So mentioned game happening tonight. 6 o'clock start. Palestine, the Lady Dragons at 12-10 against Greenfield. Central, the Lady Cougars at 17-6, came also at Pendleton Heights. Also, tonight, another 6 o'clock start. Greenfield Central, we just mentioned that. They are in the same conference. That's why they're doubled up right there on my paper. The same two teams, Greenfield Central, Lady Cougars, and the new Palestine, Lady Dragons. And then we'll also mention Delta Eagles. The Delta Lady Eagles, they drew the bye for first round. They'll play second round. They'll play Friday night, the second, 6 o'clock start. Going to be the County Lady Patriots, the Delta Lady Eagles. And the game will start, as mentioned, 6 o'clock. Then the winner of this game, Wilson Heights and Newcastle, play Kingston, the Lady Eagles, and nightcap Friday night, the 30 start thereabouts. Clock rolling down, have pretty served the national anthem, public address, heck of a job, and the national anthem, strong voice, somewhat like a Gomer Pyle, a little bit better. So they're getting ready to out right here. Mention, Amos, in part, being brought to you by Hamilton County Reporter. Hamilton County Reporter, if you want to subscribe but don't have a computer, you can get in-state for $36 in-state publication. Look, I should say out-of-county. That's in-county, $36, and out-of-county, $72. That's per year. Just need your name, address, phone number, your city, and your zip code. And you just need to send that information. Hamilton County Reporter, 136 South 9th Street, Noblesville, Indiana, 46060. That's Hamilton County Reporter, 136 South 9th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. 6060. Their suite number is 12. You can put that on the envelope if you like. Circulation director is Isaac Taylor. You can call Isaac Taylor 765-585-9519. There you'll find the Hamilton County Hall of Fame editor, sports editor. That's Richie Hall. So let's start the lineup. We'll do just the same starting tonight for Newcastle. Castle is going to be number 3, 5'1" senior Emma Hart. She averages 15.7 per game. Number 13 is 5'7" senior, 0.4 points per game. That's Morley Blessinger. Number 20, 5'5" sophomore, 7 points a game. That's Anna Tyner. Wearing number 25, 11-inch freshman, 2.2 points per game average. Howery Quince. Line up the lineup, number 33, 6'5" freshman, 4.4 points per game average, Lena Orr. The Newcastle head coach is Bobby Jones. Now we'll mention the non-starters for Newcastle. Number 2, Evan Ayers. Number 4, Sadie Cox. Number 5, Peyton Blessinger. Number 10, Jamie Bush. Number 14, Zara Koulibaly. Number 15, Amara Platt. Number 24, Macy Morehouse. Number 30, Caden Minyard. Number 32, Kenzie Clark. Now, the starting lineup for the Lady Huskies. Number 2, she's 5'6", she's a senior, 9.6 points per game average, a hiccup. Number 3, a 5'6" inch junior, 8.1 points per game average, Katie Brown. Number 10, a 5'10" inch senior, 27.9 points per game average, Cameron Runner. 23, a 5'7" inch senior, 3 points per game average, Cassidy Schaefel. 24, 5'9" inch senior, 5.8 points per game average, Hadley Cherry. Now the non-starters. Number 4, Taylor Harlan. Number 5, Nora Rieger. Number 20, Presley Cherry. Number 25, Kennedy Cherry. Number 42, Vivian Lynch. The head coach for the Lady Huskies is Keegan Cherry. So both teams in a huddle right there, getting ready to start the ball game. At 7:32 on the wristwatch, couldn't be any closer as it was 7:30. Let's jump it up right here. Lady Huskies are going to wear the white uniforms. They'll be the home team. Visiting team, Newcastle, they'll wear the green. 10-inch senior, Cameron Runner, number 10, is going to jump it up. Going to go against Anna Turner. She wears number 20. She's a 5'5 sophomore. We'll double check there. She's 25, Mallory Owens. It's Mallory Owens at 5'11. He is a freshman. Wears 25, tipped to the backcourt. Set by Hamilton Heights, Ella Hickok in the frontcourt. The basketball calling out some signals. Backpedal dribble, working a right side. Picked up the screen from Cameron Runner. Goes to the corner. For Katie Brown, 3-point shot wouldn't go. Blockout was good. Nothing to nothing here in the front court now. First possession, Newcastle. To right side with the basketball. That's number 20, Anna Tyner. She'll bounce it. Left side, working the basketball, Elena Orr. Top of the circle, that's 13, Morley Bressinger. Now back out top. It's going to be intercepted. He's picked up right there by Cameron Runner. Should go off the glass. Layup, Cameron Runner at the 2-point ball game. Hit from the backcourt. Lady Huskies showing pressure. Backcourt. From the dribble, that's number 20, Anna Tyner. They're going to bounce it to the point guard. That's Emma Hart. Bring it back out top. She'll reset the offense. Cameron Runner going to guard her loosely near the center circle. Got the screen. She'll pick up the dribble. She'll bounce it down low. Trying to get it in the top of the circle. Lee Blessinger, stolen, going the other direction. TikTok gets it inside. Cassie Schaefel. It's going to be a 3-point shot. That's the center for Cameron Runner. Wouldn't go. Long carom. Picked up by Ella Hickok. Hickok tries to go baseline. Going to be a reach-in foul. Foul the ball game. Going to be called on Newcastle. Newcastle has won. They're going to whistle this foul on Newcastle 25, Mallory Owens. Outside the arc, 3-point shot long off the rim. Katie Brown couldn't get it. Rebound, Hadley Cherry. Right back to Katie Brown, and she hits the second opportunity at the 3-point shot. Nothing contest. Lady Huskies in front. Going to bring it from the backcourt. Ella Hickok. Guard to base the side court line. They're going to call bounds on the dribble. Ella Hickok going to get away with it. Pushing her basically out of bounds, running her out of room. So they get the ball back to the Lady Huskies. Sit in, Ella Hickok. To the circle. Working a right side. Picked up the screen from Cameron Runner. Out of bounds. Good hands by Emma Hart. The Huskies going to bring it in right of the scores bench. Ella Hickok into Hadley Cherry. Back to Ella. Backcourt. She's going to cross the timeline at a walk pace. 12 on the game clock. Quarter, second game here tonight. Side the arc, a little baseline jumper. Rim off, wouldn't go. That was Cassie Schaefel. Ball carom to Katie Brown. Take a 2-point shot, wouldn't go. The rebounding foul, they're going to whistle this one. Hamilton Heights. I guess going to be whistled on a check here. Cameron Runner wears number 10. She'll pick up her first foul at 2 on the Huskies here in the first quarter. Backcourt. We're going to ball around. You know, try to break the press there. That's 20. Anna Tyner. Dribble across the timeline. Tyner. Double team right there in the front court. with the foul. So in the air, a foul with them. Hamilton Heights is going to be on 23. Cassidy Schakel, third foul on the Huskies. Here in the first 2 minutes and 11 seconds, going to bring it in backcourt. The dribble, Emma Hart, the timeline. Going to get her out top, Ella Hickok. Hickok will reach in, going to get the ball away. If beside the hit there, two-point shot wouldn't go for Emma Hart. Rebound, the Huskies, Cameron Rutter. Pass it across the timeline, long three-point shot, Ella Hickok. Is out, wouldn't go. Tipped out of bounds, they're going to say last touch by Cameron Rutter. They're right. I have 28 on the game clock. 5-0 contest. Early going. Probably some jitters both ways, I would think. The front court, Tyner. We're going to cross the timeline. That's Anna Tyner on the dribble. She'll bounce it to the free throw line. Go baseline with it. It'll bring it back out. Emma Hart. Emma Hart on the dribble around the perimeter. We'll see. Tyner going to work at the free throw line. Shot in the air. Good. Credit for bucket. Morley Blessinger. Big Blessinger for two. She has a sister on the team. He's a freshman. Her name is Peyton. In the front court. Gonna find her down low. Cassidy Schakel all alone under the bucket. Glass. Credit the assist to Hadley Cherry. A timeout call. Working right there. 4:51 left here in the quarter. Hamilton Heights 7. Newcastle 2. Again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hamilton County Reporter. Hamilton County Reporter. Who wants to subscribe but do not have a computer? And get in-county rate at $36. Out-of-county rate, $72. That's per year. Call Circulation Director, 765-585-519. Again, that's 765-585-9519. Circulation Director Isaac Taylor. You can call him up. You can pay with a card or a debit. Hamilton County Reporter. Quite a publication. You do not have to live in Hamilton County. Get the Hamilton County Reporter. Brought in backcourt. In Newcastle on the dribble. Hamilton Heights providing pressure. Emma Hart on the dribble. Picks up the dribble. Tyner going to draw the dribble across the timeline. That's Tyner to Emma. Emma Hart on the dribble being guarded loosely. Cameron Rutter. Bring it back out top to Tyner. And Tyner back to Emma. The free throw line. Last time there, she nailed a two. That's Morley Blessinger. She gets the ball back. It's going to be tipped away and stolen. Cameron Rutter. She'll go right-handed layup off the glass. She'll get the bucket, and she'll shoot one more. 22 left. We're in the first quarter. Whistle is foul on three. That's Emma Hart. She'll pick up her first foul in the ballgame. Substitution, first sub in the ballgame. Take that back. Yeah, first sub in the ballgame. 24, Casey Morehouse. The freshman taking a breather is Elena Orr. That would go. This point play couldn't get it. Got the first two. Cameron Rutter couldn't get the bucket on the free throw line. She's going to get a steal in the backcourt, though. To go off the glass again and get another two-point shot in the paint to earn another trip to the foul stripe. So Cameron Rutter will try to make do their second attempt. She ended the ballgame tonight shooting 93% stripe. She's 140 for 152 on the season. Get one more. Here it is. Shot is good. She's 141 for 13 on the season. 10 left. In the backcourt, Emma Hart. It's going to be a kick for pressure. Cameron Rutter guarding the basketball. Puts her leg out. Kick. Bring the ball in from out of bounds. Quarter. He pushed in. I hear. Number 13, Morley Blessinger. On the dribble, Emma Hart. Across the timeline, uncontested. Kept a screen. Dribble on right side around the perimeter. Now baseline. So baseline, she's going to put a foot on the baseline and she's going to give the ball back to Hamilton Heights. Huskies cut her off on the baseline. No room. Get into the backcourt. Cameron Rutter. Ella Hickok, she's going to pass it. The timeline. To Sherry, back to Cameron. Cameron's going to have to dribble across. She's going to pass it across the timeline. To the corner, Katie Brown, back to Ella. To the corner, Katie Brown for three. is off when go rebound. Actually, Schenkel nearly clear it. Emma Hart ends up with the rebound. Steiner in the front court. Around spin move off the glass. Just outside the paint. Good. And Steiner for two. Four contest. 25 on the game clock. Across the timeline of the basketball, Ella Hickok. She'll pass it down low near the baseline. Works around Cassie Schenkel. Hadley Cherry. Gets Katie Brown back to Hadley. Pedal dribble out straight away. Works to the left side. Ella Hickok to the corner. Katie Brown for three. She's going to get a good foot block out, and they're going to call her for a foul. Foul's going to be whistled. Morley blessing her. Katie Brown's going to have an opportunity to shoot three at the free throw line. Very rare occurrence. Trying to think if the Lady Huskies have done this three shots all year. First one short off the mark. Wouldn't go. 3:07 left here in the quarter. 0-4 contest. Katie Brown shooting free throws. Second one is on the way and good. Katie Brown, she's now 13 for 18 on the season. Started this trip to the foul line just under 70%. Shot up, around, and good. Got two out of three. Free ball from the backcourt. 0-4 on the game clock. 14-4. Lady Huskies in front. Dribble. The back dribble, Emma Hart. Dribbling exhibition, Emma Hart. The reach in, it's going to be a jump ball. Hickok, reach up, tie up. Emma Hart with the basketball to the possession arrow. Give it to Castle. Newcastle's going to bring it in. Going to be brought in right there. Morley Blessner, Emma Hart on the dribble, center circle. Guarded closely by Ella Hickok. Dribble in. Try to get rid of it. Going to be a jump ball again. Emma Hart. That time locks it up. I believe with Hadley Cherry. That alternate possession arrow. Going to give it back to Hamilton Heights. You're going to bring it in from the baseline. Back court. Ella Hickok. Back to Hadley. Hadley going to dribble through the sideline left hand. Cross passage. Cast to Schenkel. Now back to Hadley. Next side. Katie Brown thought about a three. Works it back to Hadley. Now straight outside. The center circle. In the basketball is Ella Hickok. Still dribble now. Right side. 2:26 first quarter. Outside the arc, three-point shot. Ella Hickok rims out. Ball was going to go down. It came back out of there. So the ball goes out of bounds. A long carom. Hamilton Heights. Remember, couldn't hold it. Goes out of bounds. Belongs to Newcastle. So going to be brought in backcourt. Hamilton Heights still providing pressure. Have all five gals right there in the backcourt. Ball brought in. Emma Hart. One dribble. Looking to get rid of it. Find a teammate there. 24, Macy Morehouse. Say Macy Morehouse steps on the side court line. Hamilton Heights pressure. Difficult way to go. Bring it in. Hamilton Heights. Front court. She'll pass it to the backcourt. Ella Hickok. The dribble. She'll work at left side. Katie Brown behind the arc. The handle regains. Emma Hart right there to guard her. Cameron Runner. Top on the dribble. The basketball around. Working back to the corner. Ella Hickok. She'll pass it down low. Go off the glass there. That's Cassie Schenkel. The other direction. It's a rebound and a timer. Out to Emma Hart. They're going to call a traveling violation. Not so sure. I mean, that was a close one. Saying that she didn't put the ball on the floor in time. I thought her feet would fill them out. So 1:45 left in the quarter. Ball game for Hamilton Heights is number 25, Kennedy Cherry. She's 5'8". She's a junior. Daddy is on hand. See my left over here. He's coach as a lapel bulldog. Working in. Down the paint, off the glass. Two-point shot would go for Kennedy Cherry. Going to carry him out of bounds. Last touch by the Huskies. 1:28 game clock. Going to be brought in. Bounce pass in. Emma Hart. Pressure right there. Good screen set by Morley Blessing. Cameron Runner found out. The ball is going to be tossed out of bounds in front of the Husky bench. Newcastle. They're going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. So going to be brought in by Hadley Cherry right there in front of Dad. And Ella Hickok. Hickok across the timeline at a walk pace. At the left side behind the arc. Katie Brown on the dribble back outside. gets to have the carry. He's guarded there by Tyner. Behind the back dribble, Cameron Runner has him. She's going to dribble in from three-point land. There'll be a blocking foul. The carry tried to get the shot to go left side of the bucket. She can get the bucket, but she'll shoot two. Foul whistle. On 13, Morley Blessinger. She has Jimmy change that as they change the clock. They find Mallory Owens at per second. 1:03 left. First quarter. 14-4. The Huskies in front. Abby Cherry going to shoot two. 58% on the season. Shot up and good. Abby Cherry, she's now 22 for 37. We'll get one more. Have a chip, dribble, shuffle three times. She'll eye it and fly the second one. It's going to run out, wouldn't go. Rebound, controlled by Morley Blessinger. Newcastle now on the dribble is Emma Hart. Of course, behind the back dribble. Try to dribble out of it. To reach in. Step in the front court by Anna Tyner. Here across the timeline, should stay in the center circle. Go to the corner, three-point shot in the air. Shot with a go, shot taken by 24, Macy Morehouse. Rebound, put back, wouldn't go. That was Morley Blessinger. Front court, Cameron Runner. Around the perimeter, Katie Cherry. Going to pass it to the opposite corner to Hadley Cherry. Katie Brown, way out top on the arc. Now back to Ella Hickok. They'll reset the offense. 22 seconds left. Quarter, 15-4. Lady Huskies in front. I'm near the center line. Ella Hickok, 12 seconds left. Hickok working right there, being guarded by Anna Tyner. Look at right side. She'll dribble in the paint. Go off the glass. Underhanded scoop shot is good for Ella Hickok. 17-4. The long shot, the buzzer. Shot off the backboard. Way to go to Kennel. Pretty good effort right there for Kennedy Carey. Pitching at the end of the first quarter. Austin Heights, 17, Newcastle, 4. I'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, real estate agent, real estate broker. You're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate location. In fact, Lisa Stokes Bear, by cellular phone, by text message, 17-813-086. Again, 317-813-4086. Simple. When you would rather relax, rely on the real estate lady who listens. Rely on experience, rely on knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear. To be 21. We're going to enter the court of play. Second quarter. The Huskies play defense. Ultimate possession arrow. Going to give it to Newcastle. 8 minutes. Volume right here. They got some serious pipes. This gym, I'm not sure about the capacity right here. Well done. Nice gym here at Yorktown High School. Ball's going to be brought in. Emma Hart's going to trigger the inbound. Cameron Runner going to guard it in the backcourt. Try to get the ball in. They will get it in. 24, Macy Morehouse. Back to Emma Hart. They're in the front court. Morehouse going to dribble in off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Basketball from going out of bounds. And doing so is Kennedy Cherry. For Hickok, she's in the front court. Dribble, crossover dribble. Working out there right now is Anna Tyner. Working against her. Side outside the top of the key. Going to dribble in. Hadley Cherry. Left-handed layup is good. 10 layup good. It's 19-4. Lady Huskies. Front. Anna Tyner in the front court. Take an elbow shot. Side wouldn't go. Down secured by Cassidy Schakel. Kennedy Cherry, Cameron Runner, now back to Ella Hickok in the front court. 16 on the game clock, second quarter. Long, three-point shot, right elbow extended. That is good for Ella Hickok. And a good block out there, no call. Morley Blessing, bring it to the front court. Hart, spin move at the 10-second line. She's going to dribble in. She's going to go off the glass. Got the bucket. There's some bumping going on right there. A heart. The way basket right there for two. A 2-6. Huskies in front. Front court, Ella Hickok. Dribble, now backpedal dribble. Dribble left side to the corner. Kennedy Cherry. She'll dribble in. And off. Just Havley Cherry. Look it back to Ella Hickok. She'll cross over. She'll drive the lane. Outside right there. Couldn't get the shot to go. See, Schaefer going to pick up the rebound, and she'll also absorb a foul. Foul's going to be whistled on Newcastle. She'll be whistled on number 3, Emma Hart. Emma Hart going to pick up her 3rd foul the first half. 6:30 left here in the second quarter. Substitution going to check in for Newcastle. It's going to be 14, Zara Koulibaly. Zara Koulibaly, ball game. Emma Hart going to take a breather. Brought in, underneath the bucket. Pass it in, Ella Hickok. Pulling shot short off the mark. Wouldn't go, Cassidy Schaefer with the rebound. Foul, it's going to be whistled right there on Cassidy Schaefer for the shoulder movement and some elbows. Got to keep the elbows still. If you don't make contact, you can still call a foul. Ball's going to be brought in. Lady Husky's going to give the ball back to Newcastle. We're going to see a sub back in. It's going to be number 3, Katie Brown. Taking a breather is Cassidy Schaefer. So they're going to bring the ball in. 6:23 left. We're in the second quarter. Pass in. 24, Macy Morehouse. From the dribble is Morehouse. Picks up the screen. Beth Blessinger. Pass across the timeline. Blessinger works to the left side to Tyner. To Tyner on the dribble. We're going to get her. It's Katie Brown bouncing in. Free throw line. Blessinger. Morley Blessinger. To back out in the ball game again is Elena Orr. There's number 33. She's a freshman. To back around. To bounce it back out top. Anna Tyner still dribbling in. To the corner. There to Orr. Orr's going to go baseline. Going to pass it back out. Bounce pass. Going to be picked up. Intercepted by Katie Brown. Get across the timeline. The dribble now. Kennedy Cherry. Hadley Cherry, go back to Ella. Ella Hickok, reset the offense. Katie Brown, straight away. She picked up the dribble. The left side, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner might have got away with an extra step there on the takeoff. Couldn't get the bucket. There was no foul called. Left side off the glass, layup. Foul. Going to be a steal in the front court. Ella Hickok, pass it ahead. Hadley Cherry back to Ella, now back to the corner. Hadley Cherry, 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound secured. Right there, that's 14, Zara Koulibaly. Right there, they go to the corner with it. Working it back around, that's 24, Macy Morehouse. Back out to Tyner behind the arc. Screened off is Hadley Cherry. Tyner picks up her dribble, bounce pass. Way beyond the arc, Macy Morehouse. Dribble left side, going to hand off. Korea, Aina, or Laura Orr going to get the ball back from Morehouse. Started there by Cameron Runner. The bounce it back out. Poor shot on the way. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Anna Tyner. Down Cameron Runner. Front court. From the opposite corner. 3-point shot in the air. Katie Brown short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Anna Tyner. To the front court. Left-handed dribble. She'll spin move. Going to be a reach-in foul. And they're going to whistle this foul on Cameron Runner. 4:21 on the game clock. 22-6. Lady Huskies in front. In the ball game for the Lady Huskies. Number 12, Cameron Roten. Taking a breather is number 3, Katie Brown. Cameron Roten in the ball game. 5'7" freshman. Be brought in right in the bucket on the baseline. Bounce it down low. Going to be stolen. I take that back. Going to be a double traveling violation whistled on Newcastle. They're going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. 4:18 on the game clock. Ball brought in. Ella Hickok. The walk pace to the timeline. Pass to the left side. We're going to back around. Kennedy Cherry. Hadley Cherry back to Kennedy. Kennedy out top on the dribble. Works it right side. Cameron Runner. And Newton will work it back around. Ella Hickok in the paint. Side arc. Cameron Roten. Hey, Cherry back to Cameron. 8:55 on the game clock. Cameron Runner dribbling exhibition. Hands off. Ella Hickok. A side going to dribble in. Kennedy Cherry going to be a bump foul. Newcastle, they're going to whistle this on 13, Morley Blessinger. So 3:48 left. It's going to be the second foul in the ball game. Blessinger. Billy Blessinger. It's going to be brought in. Blessed the bucket on the baseline. Be brought in by Hadley Cherry. Bounce pass down low off the glass. 2-point shot wouldn't go for Cameron Runner. She absorbed a pretty good bump right there. Didn't get the bucket. Wasn't going to call a foul. Sure they weren't going to call. So 3:44 on the game clock, and then they should have. In the backcourt. Husky going to provide some pressure. Anna Steiner. The dribble. They're working to the sideline, left-handed dribble. Going to stay Sheetle out of bounds on the side court line. Give the ball back to the Huskies. Be brought in front of the bench, Cameron Runner into Ella Hickok. Hickok going to walk it to the timeline. At the left side, near the side court line, Kelly Cherry. She's got a triple threat available. Body guarding her. She's going to hold the basketball. Now coming out to guard her, 13, Morley Blessinger. Morley Blessinger. Stay right there with the basketball. Hadley Cherry now on the dribble. Hickok out top. She'll cross over, drive the lane. Underhanded cube shot off the glass. Yep. Ella Hickok. 24-6. Lady Huskies in front. 3 minutes left here in the first half. On the dribble. We're going to cross the timeline. It's going to be tipped and stolen by Kennedy Cherry. Cameron Roten. Now back to Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry dribble there off the leg. Picked up there by Newcastle. Steiner going to cross the timeline for Newcastle. Going to take a long 3-point shot. Rimmed out, would go. Rebound, Kennedy Cherry. To Ella Hitchcock. She'll walk pattern right there to the timeline. Three-point strike. Ella Hitchcock. Now some offensive moves right there behind the arc right side with the pass. Hadley Cherry, guarded by Anna Steiner. Hadley's going to dribble back out top of the circle, back to Ella. Ella spin move, side the arc, back to Kennedy Cherry, now back to Hadley. 2:08 left. Staff were in a second quarter, 24-6. The Huskies in front. Dribble, Ella Hickok. Minutes left. Side the arc, Cameron Runner. They're going to pick up a screen, not going to use it. They're going to go baseline. She'll go off the glass, got the bucket. Cameron Runner got another bump. Got the bucket, at least. They're going to work it through the timeline. Trying to shoot. Can be a kick again. Three flexes. Cameron Runner. Kick it out of bounds. They'll give the ball back to Newcastle. In the ball game, first time. We're going to see number two, Devin Ayers. Ayers is a senior. Devin Ayers, 1.6 per game. In the ball game now. Replacing number 12, Zara Koulibaly. Going to be a steal in the backcourt. Cameron Runner with the steal in the bucket. The glass. Layup is good. 30-second timeout, Hamilton Heights. 37 left here in the first half. And Heights 28, Castle 6. We'll also mention this game is in part brought to you by Powers Septic and Sewer. Powers Septic and Sewer is a family-owned business in Hamilton County. 2000. Started as a father and son business. Grown to generation business. They pump residential and corporate, take that back, residential and commercial and grease traps. To see Hamilton County and surrounding counties, then a call at 317-339-8327. 317-339-9327. Powers, Creek and Sewer. The new millennium. So, 37 on the game clock. The Huskies, the Trojans. What teams have had some doozies in the past? It's going to be brought in backcourt. Lady Huskies going to pick up half court. Bring it to the timeline on the dribble pace. 24, Macy Morehouse. Hit out top, being guarded there by Kennedy Sherry. Drop. She'll work it down low outside the arc at the lane of Orr. Step the dribble and try to get a bounce pass to Steiner. Intercepted by Cameron Runner. Front court on the dribble, so dribble in. The glass got the bucket. Had some English on it. Needed it. go in. It's a 2-point bucket for Cameron, 36, Huskies in front. 0-5 left here in the second quarter. Court with the basketball. You know, look at the Devin Ayers dribbling just outside the paint. She'll dribble it back out. It's going to be tipped away and stolen by Kennedy Cherry. Cherry ends up with it in the front court. She gets the basketball back from Cameron Runner on the pass. Back to Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble in to work it down low. Kennedy Cherry off the glass. This Hadley Cherry. Seasons are nice. 6 seconds left. 32-6. South top. Left side behind the arc. 24 Macy Morehouse. Really a steal by Kennedy. It'll work in. Just inside the arc. Top of the key. Shot wouldn't go there. 3-point opportunity. It was a 2. It would have been Elena Orr. To the front court. Hamilton Heights. Off the glass. Just inside the glass that time. Paint. That's Kennedy Cherry. Got 2 2-point buckets in a row. To the front court. To save the basketball from going out of bounds in the hands of Haley Roten. I should say Cameron Roten. Long 3-point shot at the buzzer wouldn't go for Ellie Hickok. Hickok will dog off both teams into their locker room. 1 minute after 2 was a play, we're at halftime. Hamilton Heights 34, Castle 6. 10 minutes on the intermission clock. And we'll mention, game is in parts brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 6034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store to serve Auto Parts, Cicero. This game is also in part being brought to you by AGM. That's AGM Auto. You know what AGM stands for? It's a good mechanic. You can vouch for that. AGM Auto LLC, they're just west of Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, no further. AGM can be that good mechanic you're looking for. AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood. Also mentioned, provide classic car restoration. Car restoration. Got a car that's laying around in an old barn. You got a tarp over it. Maybe you don't. Bring that car into AGM Auto. Let them talk with you. Make that car look brand new. Much. Also have precision tuning. Back at AGM Auto are now located just west, half a mile west of Arcadia. 6660. 266 streets. Their hours of operation, they're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They'll also restore your classic cars. And they welcome classic cars from near and far. Got a trailer. They've got a facility. And they'll help you out. You can find them on Facebook. AGM Auto LLC. Dial them up by telephone at 317-984-2283. Their number is 317-984-5283. That's AGM Auto of Arcadia. We'll also mention bringing this game to you in part, PutMeInSports.com. PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports 2008. Teach you support education-based school varsity athletics. Fall in the spring, be at Central Catholic Knights baseball. Ball in the fall, Blue Devils ball. Basketball in the winter, then Blue Devils basketball. And Hamilton Heights, the Huskies basketball. We thank you for tuning in. Also mentioned, this game is in part brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. and Express Rentals, find yourself looking for that dependable truck rental company. High quality choice. Away. Call Indiana Express Rentals, the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana. 708 Street. Simply call them. 217-773-4800. And their number is 317-773-4800. 26-foot box trucks available. A truck with a Tommy lift sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, a.m. to p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. 11 a.m. That's Penske Truck Rentals. Penske alone. Any possible concerns away from the travel. We'll also mention, we'll talk a little bit about Pass 3A girls basketball. The final poll. The poll, there's no date attached to it. It'll be the final poll next year. The poll will be this one. Will be the preseason poll next year for basketball season. Right here in front of me, I have the top 15 this final poll for Class 3A girls basketball. Number one, Hudson Heights, Lady Huskies. Currently 20 wins, 2 losses. Here at Yorktown, sectional 24 in Class 3A. Also mentioned Hamilton Heights. Final class poll, that means all the A, 2A, 3A, 4A, they're all combined. The poll, the ranking, they ranked them according from the caliber of makeup of the school in basketball terms, and Hamilton Heights is at number 11. There's you I'm talking about. Heights number 11. But anyway, at number 2, 3A, Orwell, 89th. They're currently 18-4, playing at McConaughey, the McConaughey sectional, 3A sectional 23 in Norwell. All class poll, final poll, they are at number 13. For Hamilton Heights, Norwell, C. Number 3 presently, Salir Central Lady Bombers. Lady Bombers, currently 22-1. Sectional 22 of 3A, they are playing their sectional Twin Lakes High School. The Salir Central Lady Bombers. All classes in all class poll are at number 18. That's good. A lot of 14, I should say 4A schools. Now, 18, they're rankings, but there's 3 right there in Class 3A in the top 18. Number 4 this week, the poll, Gibson Southern, 88. The Titans are currently 19-4. They're playing their sectional at Gibson Southern High School in Class A, sectional 32. Number 5 this week is Greensburg, 80 Pirates. The Pirates are 18-4, and their sectional at Lawrenceburg, Class 3A, sectional 29. At number 6 this week, the Increase, the Lady Braves, 15-4, playing their sectional at Owen Valley High School. In Class 3A, sectional 26, and Indian Creek, another 3A school. The all-school rankings, they are at number 20 in the field. At number 7, Benton Central Bison. What Central Bison? David Baxter. David Baxter in year number 14, I believe. First 13 seasons. You can include this one. Never lost more. His team has never lost more than 7 games in any season that he's coached. About 14 of them. Will mentioned Benton Central Bison, 22-3. 3A sectional 22. And a sectional Twin Lakes High School. At number 8 this week, Evansville Memorial, the Tigers. Currently 20-3 on the season. sectional happening at Gibson Southern. 3A sectional 32. Number 9 this week is Scottsburg, Lady Warriors, 19-4, playing their sectional at Charlestown. Gibson Heights went against Charlestown early, first game of the season, I believe. 3A sectional 30. Number 10 this week, Washington, the Hatchets, 18-4. They're playing their sectional at Southridge, 3A sectional 31. Number 11 this week is Western Lady Panthers, 16-5. They're playing their sectional at Twin Lakes, I believe, at 5. Who's your conference there? Sectional 22, Class 3A. There are three tied at number 12. That'll end up survey here at top 14 for Class 3A. Final poll. West Lafayette Red Devils, 14-9. Twin Lakes, 3A, 22. In County, Lady Patriots, they're now 21-2. Class 3A, sectional 24, right here at your town. The Fremont Lady Braves, 15-7. They're at McConaughey. Sectional 3A, sectional 23. The clock rolling down. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies. Shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Or stop in, if only to browse around. 1520 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, facts. Turnaround, you may want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street in Noblesville. Will be brought in half court, Lady Huskies. Bring the ball in, alternate possession arrow. Tossed in by Hadley Cherry. They see the backcourt picked up there by Ella Hickok. She'll dribble across the timeline. She'll work it left side. She'll dribble back right. In the arc, Hadley Cherry will bring it back out and reset the offense. The center circle. Left side, Ella Hickok. Out top, Cassidy Shakel. Side, Cameron Runner. Shakel going to find a screen. Out top, move the ball back around. Ella Hickok, Hadley Cherry. Right side now, behind the arc, Cameron Runner. Out top, Katie Brown. Left side, Ella Hickok. Thought about going baseline. Be cut off right there by Morley Blessinger. Ball back out, Hadley Cherry. Cross-court skip pass. Three-point shot in the air, good. Katie Brown, point bucket. 18 on the game clock. Hamilton Heights, 37. Newcastle, 6. In the front court. The basketball there is Anna Tyner. Stepper dribble out top, Blessinger. Right side, Emma Hart. Emma Hart back in the game, point guard. 6-3 fouls in the first half. She's going to have to play sparingly there. Elegantly, we'll say. She's going to baseline. She's going to lose the handle. She's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Hamilton Heights basketball. It's going to be brought in. Right of the bucket on the baseline. Tossed in by Hadley Cherry, Ella Hickok. Hickok going to dribble to the timeline and a walk pace. 6:50 on the game clock. Third quarter. Second game here tonight. Second was victorious in the first game. They will play Friday night against the winner of this game. Top of the basketball. Moving back around, Hadley Cherry. Moves it right side, Cameron Runner. On the dribble. High court dribble right there. Moving back around, Ella Hickok. 3-point shot. Got it. Ella Hickok for three. 40-6. Heskies in front. 6:22 on the game clock. Dribble to the timeline. Emma Hart. Hart on the dribble to pick up a screen from Blessinger. Long 3-point shot off the glass where Hart wouldn't go. Rebound, Ella Hickok. Back to the front court in a hurry. Going to pick up the pace there. She'll go off the glass. Got the bucket. A friendly roll. She's going to shoot one more. She saw an opening. The lane. She went coast to coast. She'll shoot one more. They're going to whistle this foul on Newcastle. 20. Anna Tyner, who picks up her first foul in the ballgame. She was going to take a breather. So Elena Orr going to take a breather. Back in the ballgame. We're at team number 5, Peyton Blessinger. She and her sister was on the same side of the lane for that free throw. Throw was good. 3-point play for Ella Hickok. 6 minutes left. Quarter. To Blessinger, that is Peyton Blessinger, was number 5. It's her sister. Trying to throw the ball left side. Going to be tipped. Going to be stolen by Cameron Runner. Trying to steal the ball back, and Cameron Runner is going to absorb the foul. It's going to be Wichita Newcastle. Morley Blessinger, she had three in the contest. Ball brought in the front court now is Ella Hickok. Elbow right side, having Cherry. Looks it down low. Cameron Runner in the paint. Took a fade away, couldn't get it to go. Rebound out of there. Controlled by Mallory Owens. Mallory Owens, 25. She's a freshman. 5'11". She jumped center. Put the ball game out. Outside the arc, 3-point shot wouldn't go. Back the other direction. Dribble. Going to be her left elbow extended. 3-point shot good for Katie Brown. 5:07 on the game clock. Hart going to bring it across the timeline. Just slow it up. The right side of the basketball. Move it back around. Bounce it back outside. Blessinger. Early Blessinger. Moving the basketball around. 4:50 on the game clock. Top. Peyton Blessinger. Stepper dribble. Going to hand off to Emma Hart. Defense was good. That was Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner. Go the other direction. They'll feed her with the pass. They'll go off the glass. 2-point bucket. Runner, 48-6. Hamilton Heights in front. Going to be a timeout called by Newcastle. Head coach Bobby Jones. 32 left. They're going to play roll with the changes for the second time here tonight. Goodness. That's a treat. 4:32 left in the third quarter. 48-6. Lady Huskies in front. To also mention, Sir Muffin Train. Sir Muffin Train. You're a kid, or if you're still a kid at heart, be more than amazed. Picture Muffin Trains, model trains, full functioning line availability for model train pieces in parts. Right there, recently moved to 2801 State Road 19. That's right there. The house. And of Atlanta, Indiana. They're off of 19. Three businesses right there in that little strip center. I have to say, Mr. Muffin Trains occupies a pretty good part of that strip center. It was there today and yesterday. But that's a great place. Y'all stop by. Mr. Muffin Trains. They're in seat number 30. Go online at MrMuffinsPearlTrains.com. Call them at 765-9202. Going to be brought in. Troy Blessinger. Everybody, coach. Front court. Bobby Jones. Get back and forth right here. Outside the arc. 3-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Macy Morehouse. Loose on the surface. Regathered by Emma Hart. We'll try it again here in the front court. Newcastle. Reserve in. Morehouse. Bounce it down low. Right there. Morley right there. Morley Blessinger. They go to the corner with it. Blessinger couldn't get the 3-point shot from the left corner baseline. Then Hike with the rebound. And the dribble across the sideline and slow it up. That's Cameron Runner by 3:55 on the game clock. Runner's going to drive the lane. Take it back out behind the arc. Now back out top. Ella Hickok. Work it right side. Elbow. Cassie Schaefer. Back to Katie Brown. Now straight out top. Step behind the arc. Halle Cherry. After Katie Brown, she'll dribble in. She'll take a 2-point shot in the paint. Wouldn't go. For the board there, going to be picked up by Newcastle. Dribble across the timeline. Side the arc, right elbow extended, long off the mark, wouldn't go. 3-point shot attempt. Rebound, Katie Brown to Halle Cherry. She'll dribble straight down the lane off the glass left side and no contest. 1 bucket for Halle Cherry. 3-12 on the game clock. 50-6. The Huskies in front. We're going to be a kick once again. Third kick in the ballgame. Reflexes, Cameron Runner. Back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies is number 25, Kennedy Cherry. She's going to give a breather for Katie Brown. Going to breather for Newcastle at 13, Morley Blessinger. And in the ballgame is number 10, Jaylee. She's a 5'2 senior. God wouldn't go. Going back the other direction. Lady Huskies in the paint. Going to dribble out of it. Bring it back out to reset the offense. Halle Cherry going to dribble in. Go off the glass. Left-handed layup is good. Point bucket for Cherry. 2:27 on the game clock. In the front court, Emma Hart. See Cameron Roten back in the ballgame here in just a moment. under the bucket, going to take a shot. Couldn't get the bucket to go. He'll shoot two. Castle, that's number three, Emma Hart. Hart, a 5'1" senior. Seems to make the team go. She's at the foul stripe right now, a foul whistle on Cassie Schakel. She has three. Emma Hart, first shot, rims around, wouldn't go. Looked like it was going down. Rimmed on out of there, Revolution, the rim. Number three, Emma Hart, she's shooting 70%. The foul stripe, now 48 for 70. She got that one, 49 for 71. 0-5 on the game clock, crossing the sideline. Number runner works to the left side. Lee Cherry, back out top, Havy Cherry. Back to Ella Hickok, she'll reset the offense out top. Going to be guarded by Peyton Blessinger. Blessinger has some wheels. Quickness. Outside the arc, Cameron Roten going to dribble it in. Going to pass it inside. Cameron Roten going to try a three-point shot. Got it. Cameron Roten right of center. Point land for Roten. 5-7. Bounce pass to the corner. Blessinger, three-point shot nearly went. Coming down with a simultaneous rebound is Cameron Roten and Devin Ayers. Alternate possession arrow. Going to get the ball back to Newcastle. Coming out of the ballgame. Medium fives right there. It's Hadley Cherry. Ballgame for Hamilton Heights. Number four, Taylor Harley. High six junior in the corner. Ball's loose. Picked up finally by Cameron Roten. Call another jump ball. The jump ball. It's going to go to Hamilton Heights this time. End of ball game for Newcastle. Jaylee Bush knocks it up with Cameron Roten. Knight bringing it in from the backcourt. 3 seconds left. Quarter. The dribble, back pedal dribble. Ella Hickok going to dribble in down the lane. She's trying to go off glass. Going to absorb a foul. He'll shoot two. Ella Hickok going to go to the stripe once again. There are a couple of times here in the ballgame. Whistle this foul on 23. Step back. Foul on her. And the first shot off the rim wouldn't go. Get some encouragement right there to Taylor Harley. Ella Hickok's second shot is good. Back end of a two-shot foul for Ella Hickok. It's 56. And maybe Huskies in front. 3 seconds left. In the front court, Emma Hart. Spin move on top of the circle. Work her way in. She'll fake a shot. She'll go back up. Nearly got the underhanded cheap shot off the glass. Down secured by Jaylee Bush. They'll try it again. And Emma Hart go back to the stripe. I believe so. They're going to say it was on the floor. Say the foul was on the floor. They're going to give it to Newcastle. Right in the bucket on the baseline. Seconds. And the clock's going to run in. They have what they call a mercy rule. It's a 35-point differential. Clock hits out. At the end of three quarters of play, Hamilton Heights, 56. Castle 7. And again, we'll mention, this game is in part brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. Real estate agent. Real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the most professionalism. Let Lisa live and or let Lisa look for residential or corporate relocation. You contact Lisa Stokes Bear. Say your phone or by text message to 17-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. It's simple. When you would rather relax than rely, real estate lady who listens, high on experience, high on knowledge, high on Lisa Stokes Bear. 317-513-4086. 8 minutes on the game clock. He brought in alternate possession arrow. Give it to Newcastle. He brought in half court. Number 10, Jaylee Bush. Toss it in.
The point guard, number three, Emma Hart. Emma Hart going to dribble across the timeline. Hit left side. Comes back, going to move their zone. Working to back out left, right side is Emma Hart. Dribbling exhibition, she's in the corner. Going to dribble baseline. She'll go off the glass. Power layup wouldn't go. Rebound for Harley. To Ella Hickok, will pass it up ahead. Cameron Root, a little bit hard off the glass, couldn't get it. Saving the basketball, trying to save it from going out of bounds was Cameron Runner. The official Blues whistle, she had a toe on the baseline. Going to be brought in backcourt. Castle, Jamie Bush, crossing the timeline with the basketball. Number three, Emma Hart. Pick up a screen from Sadie Cox. We called an offensive foul, Sadie Cox, a moving screen right there. So, moving screen, this is a varsity concept. They had varsity officials. I tell you what, in that first game, saw Drew Frawley. Drew Frawley, he's down there on the scores bench, one of the officials. I tell you what, he is a professional. Know that guy. That actually umpired baseball with him at Fairmount. He's a quality man. I hope he gets the one Friday night in the nightcap. Tips out of bounds. Scott wouldn't go. Back the other direction. Cross the timeline with the basketball. Emma Hart. Crossover dribble. She'll dribble in. Side the arc. Basketball. Devin Ayers. Devin Ayers is going to lose the ball. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Belongs to Hamilton Heights. Clock moving. Second half. 5-point differential. 6-7. Lady Huskies going to cross the timeline at a walk pace. Ella Hickok. The left side, Taylor Harley. Guard her out top. And right there, right side, near the center circle. Cameron Roten. Get down low to Cameron Runner. The glass couldn't get the bucket. It's going to be tipped out. It's going to be picked up by Newcastle. Anna Tyner crosses the timeline with the dribble. Left side, Emma Hart. Dribble in the paint. Float one up. Wouldn't go. Rebound spot four. Set by Cameron Roten. Front court, Ella Hickok, slow it up. Hickok going to work it down into Cameron Runner off the glass. Cameron Runner cutting the lane right there. 2-point bucket for Rope, excuse me, for Runner. 37 on the game clock. The 8-7, long shot, 3-point land, Emma Hart. Wouldn't go, rebound picked up by Cameron Runner. Get up ahead, Ella Hickok, she'll run the pack. And she'll go off the glass, right side off the glass, 2-point bucket for Ella Hickok. 20 on the game clock. 67. Huskies in front. On the dribble, Emma Hart. 3-point shot in the air. Rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Roten. Bring it back to Ella Hickok. Now back to Cameron Runner. She'll lead the pack. On three, she'll go off the glass, get the bucket. Cameron Runner for two. Give me a timeout called by Hamilton Heights. 60-second timeout. 5 minutes on the clock. Right on the dot, 62-7, Lady Huskies in front. Mention this game is in part brought to you by Powers, Septic and Sewer. Powers, Septic and Sewer is a family-owned business in Hamilton County, the year 2000. Started as a father and son business, now grown to three generations. They pump residential and commercial to tanks, to grease traps, servicing Hamilton County and surrounding counties. Give them a call at 317-339-9327. Again, that's 317-339-9327. And that's Howard, Stephanie, and Sewer. Frank, little Frank, probably little Frank's son, unaware, but three generations now for Septic and Sewer. You can't ask for a better family to work for you. That's a plus side. 5 minutes left, they're going to inbound the basketball. Brought in from backcourt, Newcastle, brought in to Emma Hart. Emma Hart going to dribble, drop across the timeline to the scores bench. We're going to right side Emma Hart behind the back dribble. Lane right there, going to lose the handle right there. It's going to be picked up by Taylor Harley. It's going to be a reach in, and it's going to be a jump ball. Ball's going to give it to Hamilton Heights. For Harley right there.
She'll bring it in from the backcourt. She'll bring it in to have with Cherry. The timeline, dribble pace. Slow it up. 30 on the game clock. Stationary dribble. Fruit room. Vanguard her defensively is Maury Blessinger. Back out to Kennedy Cherry. Cherry on the dribble, so dribble the lane. Taking her to the corner. Presley Cherry. The ball game. Presley is a freshman. She wears number 20. Presley Cherry. Also Hadley Cherry. Yeah, that's sister. He's not going to bring it in on a switch. He'll be Hadley. We're going to bring it in the paint. Jump shot in the paint. Kennedy Cherry wouldn't go. She's the cousin. Back the other direction. Got three Cherries on the floor here at one time. First time maybe all year. In the paint. Four shot good. Newcastle. 3:47 left. 64-7. Step back. They put the score on the wrong side. It's 62-9. They're back around. Hadley Cherry out top. Kennedy Cherry. They'll bounce it behind the arc. Presley Cherry now back out to Cameron Roten. Be looking at next year's team right here, minus the Cherry. Side the basketball. A 5 Kennedy Cherry. Cameron Roten. Side Hadley Cherry. She'll take a shot. She'll go in. Got to go off the glass. Left side. Couldn't get the bucket. Bounds out there. Picked up by C.C. Morehouse. Front court, Emma Hart. Emma Hart on the dribble. Working back left side with the basketball. Keeping a good dribble alive is Emma Hart. Get the ball back, get a new dribble from Jaylee Bush. So Emma Hart out top working the basketball. A long three-point shot, left elbow extended, nearly went. If you go out of bounds, they're going to say it might have hit the trap up there. I'm not quite sure. I think they were thinking it was going to, but maybe it didn't. Emma Hart came down with a basketball. I'm not sure that hit anything foreign right there, but they kind of like it. They got a whistle, and they bring the ball in from the backcourt along to Hamilton Heights. 23 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline, Ellis, excuse me, Hadley Cherry. But right side, Cameron Roten. Roten goes dribble. Side of the arch, you get it back to Taylor Harley. Top center circle. Kennedy Cherry going to be a reach-in foul. Kennedy Cherry going to absorb the foul. They're going to whistle the foul on Newcastle. Number 10, Jaylee Bush. They're going to foul the sub in the ballgame. We're going to see Vivian Lynch in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. Number 42. So in for the Lady Huskies. Number 5, Nora Rieger. Taking a breather is 24. She's a senior. Kennedy Cherry also taking a breather is 25. She's a junior. Kennedy Cherry. They'll bring the ball in. Front court, Cameron Roten. She's got triple threat. She'll dribble. Working against her is Emma Hart. At the back out top, Nora Rieger. Nora Rieger has a lot of upside in her game. She's going to dribble in. Working behind the arc, Presley Cherry. Back to Cameron Roten. Outside the arc, left side, Taylor Harley. Back pedal dribble. 1:15 left. On the dribble, Cameron Roten. She's going to dribble in. Side the paint, off the glass, got the bucket. Cameron Roten for two. He took a bump in the earlier, different part of the game. That might have been a foul. 1 minute left. They're working in the paint. Drain a two-shot, couldn't go. Rebound, Vivian Lynch. Stolen in the backcourt. So Harley lets go of it. It's going to be a long 3-4 shot. Emma Hart would go. And another rebound for Vivian Lynch. 46 seconds left. They'll bring it from the backcourt. That's number 12, Cameron Roten, crossing the timeline. Court pass. For Rieger, back to behind the arch. She'll back pedal dribble out now. It's Taylor Harley. 3 2 seconds left. Taylor Harley, deep front court, takes it past to Nora Rieger. Going to pick up a screen there from Cameron Roten. For Rieger on the dribble, 20 seconds left. Side the arch, near the corner, Vivian Lynch. To Cameron Roten, now back to Nora Rieger. Rieger going to dribble. Cover dribble, back to Vivian Lynch, right elbow. Was lost, now re-gathered by Taylor Harley. They'll bounce it down low. Nora Rieger off the glass, couldn't get the bucket. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to complete the ball game. 32 minutes gone by. Final score, Hamilton Heights. He has 4. Newcastle Lady Trojans, 9. We'll mention Friday night. Hamilton Heights will play in the 7:30 contest. They'll play against The Frankston Lady Eagles, the rematch, those teams fought each other early in the season. We do thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home. Sound check. And we'll see if we can talk to Coach here in just a bit. We'll mention, no matter you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and the learning. Don't let him go. You're burning. This game right now, I'm going to talk to Coach Keegan Cherry. Cherry, I tell you what, you had a good game. You got a lot of girls in the game.
Yeah, which is nice, you know, come tournament time, being able to get a little deeper in your bench than what we've done, you know, most of the season. It's great experience for those girls, especially they don't get many minutes, but you never know when your number is going to be called in the tournament. I'm confident in those girls. I thought everybody did their job tonight. We were locked in on personnel. They've got a really good player, number 3, Emma Hart, that when she gets going, she's really hard to guard, and I thought our girls did a great job talking and knowing where she was at all night.
Coach Bobby Jones did a tremendous job taking his team over just first year, and he looked pretty good.
Watching them on film and preparing for this game, you know, they played Anderson really, really well. They played Yorktown really, really well. And Tri, who's 20-3. All three of those games that we watched in preparation for tonight, they were solid. And I told the girls in the locker room, this is the best 20 or 2-20 team you'll play. I mean, they've got the pieces with Hart. They've got some size. But if you take away Hart, it really limits them offensively, and we did that tonight. It made it really hard for them to score.
They come back Friday night, about 46 hours. You're going to play a team that you've already played once this season. Different team.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that was last season, we call it now, in the locker room. That was last season, regular season. We're into a new season, so I know they've got a bad taste in their mouth from our regular season game. We shot the ball really well. Be a battle. I mean, it's going to take 32 minutes of tremendous effort. Again, personnel is so key within. Spiri's got great size, can step out on the floor and shoot it. She rebounds like a monster. And then you've got capable guards to go with her. So we're going to have our hands full. But there's one thing I know. Our girls are fighters. We're going to bring the effort. Hopefully we can make one more shot than they do.